Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL. At the School of Medicine, Dr. Samantha Meltzer Brody is dedicated to investigating new treatment options for postpartum depression.
Almost everyone knows someone who has been impacted by a maternal mental health issue. Whether it's ourselves, our mothers, our sisters, our aunts, wives, husbands. And maternal mental health affects at least 1 in 9 women, postpartum depression being the most prevalent. And that's approximately 10 to 15% of all women that give birth. Postpartum depression is a much more severe, long-lasting form of depression, and it is one of the greatest complications of childbirth. Depression that occurs during pregnancy or postpartum is called perinatal depression, and both of these can cause a huge problem for families. Our work at UNC is public service, and that is part of Carolina's mission. And it's been enormously rewarding to me to try and intervene with moms and families at a most vulnerable time to have a meaningful impact. I've been at UNC almost 19 years, and it is the interdisciplinary and collaborative spirit that really characterizes the university and has been vital for my work. I've been able to collaborate with people across many departments in the schools of medicine, nursing, public health, and social work. This has been really synergistic and has allowed us to do exciting work. In 2004, we created the UNC Perinatal Psychiatry Program, which now has a clinical presence across the triangle. We wanted to make sure we were able to serve moms in the state to make sure we're ensuring the maternal mental health of the women and families of North Carolina. While many academic centers do great research, not all run clinical programs, and we wanted to make sure we were able to do both. So one of the ways to address maternal mental health is to reach moms wherever they are. Our team at UNC has worked to develop innovative clinical programs that can improve our ability to deliver care. We've been able to embed mental health providers both in OBGYN clinics, pediatric clinics, family medicine clinics. We've worked hard to train medical students and medical residents so that they're able to address maternal mental health issues in the next generation.
Dr. Meltzer Brody's work on developing medicines that treat postpartum depression have shown potentially life-changing results and have drawn national publicity.
One of the things we've been able to do is work on novel clinical trial drug development for the last 5 years. It's been a really exciting time for us. The U.S. FDA approved Zulresso, brexanolone, for the treatment of postpartum depression, making this the first drug specifically indicated for postpartum depression. I've had the privilege of serving as the academic principal investigator of the clinical trials of brexanolone, and this approval is likely to change the way postpartum depression is treated for women with severe symptoms. Given the robust results of the Zulresso clinical trials, we believe that this is going to be an important treatment option that could provide relief for women with postpartum depression, a disorder that can have a range of severity but can be devastating for mothers and families. Brexanolone or Zulresso works differently than currently existing antidepressant medications. Common symptoms of postpartum depression, a mood disorder in women that can be triggered by the normal fluctuations in reproductive hormones that occur during pregnancy to postpartum, can include low mood, feeling overwhelmed, anxious, having ruminating thoughts. Some moms withdraw from the baby and her family. At worst, women can have suicidal thoughts. And postpartum depression, again, is one of the most common complications of pregnancy, impacting at least 1 in 9 mothers in the United States. These profoundly depressed women who came to our unit and were able to participate in the first open-label study had a markedly robust response within the first 24 hours of what was a 60-hour infusion. In total, of all women who received the drug in the clinical trials, the majority, about 70%, had a robust treatment response, and this was maintained over the 30-day follow-up period. 94% of women who had an initial response continued to have a sustained response at the 30-day follow-up period after treatment.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.